some people maybe don't understand this, but those who have worked piecework do. Under the piecework system, you maximised your effort and you minimised your time because you wanted to have as little time in that bloody awful place as you could help. And we used to work so fast that between 7:15, 9 o'clock, by 9 o'clock we'd sit down and have a cup of coffee. I never took any flask of hot coffee or hot tea because my arms, my legs would be shaking on the jangle. And if you held a hot cup of coffee, it would spill onto your fingers and burn them. And that was the tension that you worked under so that you maximised your output. It was a tremendous pace of work simply to get as much work as you can, earn as much money as you can, and get away as quick as you can.
A lot of the men who couldn't keep up, you were paid so much a hundred for the items that you were making. If you couldn't keep up with that schedule, you'd work through your break or your dinner hour, although it was illegal because of insurance-wise, but men used to because it was so fast. The work was, or you had to work so fast then to earn your money and to keep up with production that men used to do that work out over their hours or, you know, through their hours or come a little earlier and do a quarter of an hour before you should start. And because of the speed, it was, well, for some people it was too much. They had to give it up. A lot of them had to give up. But if you couldn't manage it, you could go to the management and said, look, I can't do it. You know, I need something else. And you would put trucking, you know, that sort of thing. But if you were piece workers, you were expected to work until you, as you say, almost bleed. I've worked on the shears and used to get one pair of gloves a day. You were issued one pair of gloves and you had to make that pair of gloves last, and now you have to turn it backwards and all this sort of thing. And I've worked on the shears and your hands have been cut to pieces, but you just didn't stop, because if you stopped, somebody else would come in and do your job and that would be the end of you. You'd have to drop down to a menial job. And the guns, believe me, in the year days, in the war days, were heavy. Oh dear, were they heavy. You'd go home almost crying, praying there wouldn't be a next day, but it used to come, and in you'd go, do the same thing again. It was really killing work.